right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tim Conway Jr. here on 97.1 Free FM. And if you are just tuning in, the big news is Brian Whitman is no longer with CBS Radio. He is moving on, and we'll tell you where he lands and what he's doing, but he won't be a part of this show anymore. And if if he does what I think he should be doing, well, you may be seeing him in Vegas with his own act and earning tons of money. And that's ultimately the guy's dream, is to have a condo in Vegas, work in Vegas, and make tons of money. There's not a better impersonator on the planet than Brian Whitman. And with that kind of talent, you can work anywhere. I mean, the guy does a ton of morning shows. He does voices for Rick Dees. He does voices for Sean Hannity's show. And he has about 10 stations around the country. And he gets very good money in the morning for doing, you know, a minute or two per week. So the guy's going to pop up and do something else here, probably in Southern California. And we'll tell you what he's doing. But until then, we'll just spend an hour on this. I'd hate to do this for 3 hours because it'll bore you and me to death. But if you have a question, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. David in L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Tim, baby,
hey.
How you doing, man?
All right.
So there's an empty spot there. How about you bring up Gina, man?
Yeah, Gina's going to be she's going to be doing the news and a bigger part of what we do here every day.
Nah, man, she's got to be there, second in command.
Yeah, that's a possibility too. Look at that, she's
Gina's the best. I love her to death.
Look at that, she's flashing us right now, Gina. Please, God, I've never seen such desperation.
I'm sorry, you just got me so excited.
God Almighty. That is,
I'm excited. Listen to it.
All right, man.
All right.
Hey, if you want to see what Gina looks like, she'll be down at the Commerce with us on Thursday.
I can be gassy.
Yeah, I know. But, Gina, I mean, guys are coming out to see you, not to hear you, you know, fart. Hey, what are you wearing down on Thursday? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't picked an outfit yet. I'm probably going to spend all Thursday figuring that out.
Are you going to wear the gray sweats or the black sweats?
Probably the black because they're slimming.
All right.
And
how about the big, the green frumpy shirt?
The schmata? Yeah, I'm going to go in the schmata.
All right, let's talk to Casey in Long Beach on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
It's JC, actually.
Or JC, sorry.
Hey, my question is, farewell to Mr. Whitman. We all loved him. He didn't sound like he's dying, but wish him all the best. I think you should have a contest and have somebody come and sit in with you for a week, and I would love to volunteer to be one of those people.
A week might be a long time with you, JC.
How about a night?
How about a minute?
No, a night. I'm telling you, 3 hours, bro.
Oh.
I'll make it worth your while.
Is that
I'm
right?
I'm no Whitman, but you know, I have a good head on my shoulders. I have good knowledge of sports, entertainment, life.
Right. How old are you?
33.
What do you do for a living?
I went to school with your sister-in-law, or your sister, actually.
What do you do for a living?
I work over at Warner Brothers on a TV show.
What TV show?
Can't say.
Hmm.
It's on Channel 2 Friday nights. And it deals with vampires.
Okay. All right. We might do something like that. But if we
can I leave my number with Gina and
hold on 1 second. Gina, blow that guy off. All right. Let's talk to Jim in Irvine. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
Hey, you know, what I wanted to say was, you know, Whitman was great and everything and very talented, but you were still the guy who held the show together. You were like the glue of that show, and half the time, you know, you didn't know if like people were saying Whitman was going to walk off or not show up. I mean, half the time I'd listen to you, and Whitman's gone. You know, he's not in.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the times that, first of all, the guy went through a horrible situation with his parents. I don't even remember what happened. Do you remember what happened?
No.
All right, well, let me tell you real quick and refresh everybody. But Whitman started working here in June of 05, I believe, right? June 05? And his mom and dad, who he is very close to, his mom was 58 and his dad was 59. His mom got cancer in April of the following year and died of cancer. And he had an exceptional relationship with his mom. And, you know, we're one of those relationships where they, you know, they talk every day and see each other and go to ball games and stuff like that. It's not a typical relationship with a mom. It was like a real special one. And so when his mom died, I think that really threw him for a loop. And, you know, he got very depressed over that. And then he got a call after he got back. He was gone for about a month. And he got back and got a call 2 weeks after he was back saying his dad had a stomach ache, went to the hospital, and he had stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
And his father died exactly 45 days after his mom died. And his mom was 58 and his dad was 59.
Unbelievable. I didn't know that story.
Yeah. Oh. And so that happened his first year here. And so I think that it really, I mean, obviously, you know, those are the two closest people to him on the planet. And within 45 days, he lost both of them.
Wow.
So I think that that with the combination of, you know, just sort of see the problem with Whitman is, you know, the guy, you know, does sensational voices. And he would see these guys, you know, making millions of dollars and doing not as good a job.
Yep.
And it would drive him crazy. I mean, if you watch Saturday Night Live, nobody can hold a candle to what Whitman can do on Saturday Night Live or Vegas or these guys that do impersonations for a living. Nobody.
Right. And the current cast, I think, is one of the most unimpressive I've seen in years.
Well, actually, I disagree with you. I saw it a couple of years ago, and it was less impressive. But I actually I like the I like the current. You know, it doesn't matter who's on that show. I tape it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, just to watch the news or just to watch the guest star or whatever. But I actually think Saturday Night Live is a decent show and a very funny show. And I think that Brian Whitman would be perfect on it because he could show up. Be in a 3-minute sketch, do an impersonation, and make, you know, tons of money.
Right.
And I've always asked him. I've asked him for the last 3 years why was he here? You know, he didn't seem to enjoy, you know, these guys who do impersonations like on Saturday Night Live where you get, you know, guys who have Vegas acts, they don't have to deal with, you know, Frosty taking shots at him all day or the banter between Likas or maybe myself and Whitman. And he can enjoy himself. He can be in Vegas where he wants to be, make tons of money. And he's going to be doing something here in L.A., you know, shortly, and, you know, we'll tell you where he is.
Well, that's great. And I just want to mention, too, that one bit where he had to race home to use his bathroom was maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard on any kind of talk show radio program in my life. So,
you know, I'll miss that because it was very quiet once he left. But it was, yeah, he did it twice. And we tried to clear the traffic on Highland so he can get home and use his can.
And see, that's why you were part, a great part of that, because you were like the straight guy making it all, you know, make sense and saying, hey, you know, everyone watch out for this idiot while he's off. So.
Well, and people would be honking at him, cutting him off, you know, trying to hold him up so he'd actually, you know, take an ass in the car.
Yeah.
And we always pointed out to him that he has leased vehicles, so you can't really take a crap in your car if it's leased. They don't like that a lot. If you own it, you know, knock yourself out.
Right.
All right, Babu, thanks for calling. All right, take care. There he goes, everybody. All right, if you're just tuning in, Whitman is not going to be with the station anymore, not with the show anymore, but he will pop up and probably, you know, be in television soon or have his own act, and we'll certainly promote that and tell you where the guy's going to be. All right, he's not dead. He's not injured. He's not crazy. He's just moving on and doing something else, and people do that. All right, you got to get over it. That's what people do. Ideally, everybody would love to be, you know, him be sitting here doing voices, but he's taking a shot. You know, he's 35 years old, still a young guy, and taking a shot at doing something different. How can you blame him? All right, let's talk to Jason and Whittier. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Wow. That's quite a fart. Brian in West Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
And Whitman, if you're listening, you will be missed. But is there any chance that you can get Steckler to sit in with you a couple nights a week or once a week or something?
I would love that.
Is he banned from the station?
No,
no,
he's never banned from the station. He was, but I think he would be sensational, and I'd love for that to happen if he would do that.
Yeah, because when you guys do reruns, I have some old tapes and stuff that I'll plug in when you guys are gone or something, and I years later listening to him, he's a brilliant dude.
Well, you have no idea how brilliant the guy was off the air. There's nobody on the planet that made me laugh more than that guy. Nobody.
I'd love to hear him.
I mean, nobody I've ever worked with. He has like the same comic ability, the same timing, the same delivery, and the same sort of sense of what's funny and what's not funny as my dad does. And I've only met really two people, two or three people on the planet who have that. He's one of them. My dad's one of them. And then there's, you know, Frankie Renzulli, I think, is another. I think those are, you know, three funny guys.
Yeah, it would be great to hear
that
his voice.
I talk to on a regular basis.
You are dumb beyond any comparison, without warrant, and barren of any ideas. Get off.
That's perfect.
But there are some, I mean, there'll be guys coming on the show that are very entertaining and very funny. One of the funniest guys who's ever been on the show is George McGrath. And he does some characters on the show, and hopefully he'll jump in here once in a while. And, you know, that's one of the funniest guys on the planet as well.
Well.
So we're going to have some funny guys in here. We'll, you know, we'll try to, you know.
Drag him in there.
Yeah, we'll try to, put a couple of guys in here a week to entertain everybody. And it's not, you know, it's not brain surgery. It's not, you know, rocket science here. You just get a funny guy that he sits in that chair for 3 hours, makes you laugh, makes your ride home a little easier, and then, you go to sleep. You tune in to the Corolla Show in the morning. It's pretty simple. All right, let's talk to Asia in Manhattan Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
It's Brian's favorite light-skinned zone delivery girl.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to miss him asking the tone of your skin?
Yes, I am. I'm going to miss him so much, and I wish him all the best. But he really was really cool. The first day I started listening to you guys was his first day.
Well, maybe he's listening right now, so if you still have his email address, right?
Yeah, and he's my friend on MySpace.
So. Ah, well, then you'll be in touch with him.
Maybe I'll see him at Starbucks.
Yeah, all right. But has he ever met you in person?
No, never.
He's never put that together, huh?
Never put that together.
This is the woman who used to deliver that crap?
Yeah, it's not crap, but yeah, I do.
What is that stuff you deliver?
The Zone
diet, yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, I don't know if I've never had it. I don't know if it's any good or not. I'll take your word for it that it's decent. Brian would always ask Asia if she was a dark-skinned African-American woman or light-skinned. And I always found that rather offensive. But you never did, huh?
No, never.
No, there you go.
Brian was cool.
All right. Well, good luck with that Zone.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes, delivering meals to everybody. How do you beat that? All right, let's talk to Dan in Moore Park. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, I'm a dark-skinned Caucasian.
Okay.
Hey, I got a question for you at the end of this, but I'm sure he's listening with his OCD. And when he first joined you in the station, I found that so interesting when he was trying to explain what OCD was.
Right.
I had no idea people put up with that agony all the time.
Well, I mean, it's not only the people that are involved and have it. It's the people around them that are, with it.
And the listeners, too. We put up with that because it came across in the airways with his exact questions he had to ask and be very particular. So you didn't think he was a doctor right. by any means. You know, it's like, we know you're not a doctor. You're on a talk show. But he had to make that very, very clear. You know, I don't want anybody to know that I am not a doctor here. You know, I am just a talk show guy. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think the most patient woman on the planet is Christina, his girlfriend, who puts up with that on a personal level, you know, because the OCD is tough to handle.
But when you love somebody, you put up with stuff.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could put up with that.
Yeah. Okay. Now here's the question.
I mean, my wife has it as a mild, a mild condition of OCD. Like when she goes to give my daughter raisins. She has to count out 21 of them and put it in a cup, you know? I mean, I just don't have that, but I can't imagine what she goes through if there's only 20 raisins in there.
Or you know, 23.
But at least she keeps it to herself. She's been doing that for years, and she only told me the other day that she did it.
Okay, here's the question. Who really did the Imus voice, and did you ever do it?
I never did it. It was always Whitman.
Because you used to play with that sometimes, saying, nobody knows it's me.
No, it was Whitman that did all the voices. And they even Whitman was even able to fool the LA Times.
That was the best voice ever. Well, Rick D's second, but the Imus was hands down the best.
Well, you know, and I don't know how much I can tell you off the air or on the air, but Whitman would do some impersonations of guys that you've heard and with colorful language during the break.
Mm-hmm.
And when you'd hear like Rick D's swearing, Brian Whitman doing it, and you close your eyes, and it sounded like Rick D's swearing, which he never does, and it's hysterical. I mean, some of the funniest crap actually happened during the commercial break.
Okay.
All right, Bubba, thanks for calling. All right, thank you very much. All right, if you're just tuning in, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Brian Whitman is not with us. He's not with CBS Radio or KLSX anymore. But he will pop up and he'll do something in L.A. Hopefully you'll see him on TV soon. And when he has his own TV show or his own stand-up act, whatever he does, I'm sure he'll come back and promote it on the show, and it'll be like old times. It is Tim Conway Jr., and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Take a little while to get used to saying that. At 10 o'clock tonight, David Smith is coming in. Guy knows a ton about sports, and also Roger Lodge. And they have a big announcement as well. So stay tuned at 10 o'clock for those two dudes. And we'll be talking about sports, man. You know, Sweet 16, UCLA, Dodgers, Lakers, Kings. Ducks. All right. Brian Whitman is no longer with the station, and we'll take some more phone calls here, and then we'll press on. Dave in Laguna Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
How are you this evening?
All right, man.
Hey, you're making me feel like I'm a little kid, and you're explaining to me why mommy left.
I know.
Well, you know.
I felt like when my dad told me he was leaving my mom.
Yeah.
But it didn't take this long.
That's true. That's really true. But how about giving Malibu a shot?
Yeah, that Malibu Dan is a good guy. He comes in on Mondays. I don't know if I could tolerate Dan 5 nights a week, three hours a night.
I just think it's funny when you beat him up all the time. Though he gets stoned, you kill him.
I know. You know, he does Stump the Monkey. He got $200 off Sam Simon last night, and we asked him a question last night. We said, "Who is the famous singer that came out of Menudo?" And his response was, you know what? I don't even remember the question.
You got to let him out of it.
He's the best, man.
Tim, I think you would do great all by yourself.
Thank you. I'll stop treating you like a child.
Thank you.
All right, I'm just, between you and I, your mom and I are not living together anymore. All right.
Right on.
Take care. You got to choose who to live with, though.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, everybody. All right. Dan in Los Angeles, 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, all right.
What is your father, Brian Whitman, Shauna Woolsey, Malibu Dan, and Doug Stickler all have in common?
Jeez, I don't know.
They want you to go to Gamblers Anonymous.
Please. Please, for God's sakes. I go to Santa Anita only when they're open. I don't go to the track when it's closed. I think that's a problem. All right, Jim in West Hills, you're on 97.1.
Jimmy B-Boy.
Hey.
Big Jim here, West Hills. How you doing?
Nice to see you, dude.
I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts on that second host chair being cursed?
Yeah, well, it's like David Letterman had a great joke the other night. He was talking about the governor of the state of New York, Spitzer. And Spitzer's on Hillary Clinton's campaign. And his joke was, Hillary Clinton, well, she sure knows how to pick men, doesn't she? Yeah, I sure know how to pick them. Huh? I'm the Hillary Clinton of talk show hosts.
Well, I think you'll do well.
Yeah, I think, you know what, listen, if there's a third person that sits in that seat and they're here for 2 years, then they should fire me.
Exactly.
Because it's not that seat, it's not them, it's me. All right, Bubba, thanks for calling.
Hello to my daughter, Jordan, and I hope she feels better.
What's her name?
Jordan.
Jordan. Oh, yeah. I hope you feel better. How old is she?
She's 16. She had a little cold this week, and she's been down, but I think she's feeling better, and I wanted to say hello.
All right, excellent. I'm sure. Is she listening every night?
She listens all the time.
Excellent. I hope she's listening.
Great. Thanks, Dan.
All right, take care, dude. All right. Chris in Northridge, you're on 97.1.
Hey, big boss.
Hey.
Hey, just hanging out up here in the valley, man.
Good for you.
Hey, just wanted to say, you know, I really listen to you guys because it's in the evening I like to mellow out.
Right.
And I just really hope you don't go with a co-host that has too much energy like Danny. It's not a fit.
It seems like it's time to wind down in the evening.
I mean, you were my replacement for Phil Henry when he took off.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe it.
You know, I heard him last night on 11:50.
What?
I think he's on at midnight or 11 o'clock. He does a late night show. I think he's coming back to radio.
Oh, so that script writing didn't work out for him?
No, he left for acting.
Yeah.
But I was driving home last night, and I was like, oh, awesome. Phil Henry's on the station.
Brian Whitman was the second one I ever heard do another impression of Tom. Phil had a high-pitched one. And
I
said, that's my man.
Yeah. No, Whitman's Lycus and his Rick D's, all the impersonations he does are just spot on.
Now, I'm going to miss the whole talk about food. You know, I'm the toxicologist, man. And I just love to hear you guys talk about the runs and all that.
Yeah.
Really, really fits.
I mean, Whitman had a pretty funny joke about that just a couple weeks ago. He said, you can't use that term on the air? Is that right? Get the Christ out of here. You can't say anything anymore. All right, Sergio in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Big Timmy!
Hey, dude, did you just hear that diarrhea joke that laid on that dude?
Yeah.
And they dumped it. They said he can't say that on the air.
That's horrible, bro. Ugh. That's horrible. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yeah, what's the story with Whitman, man? He's gone. He's never coming back. Cheesy, crazy. That hurts, bro.
I mean, he will be back to promote whatever he's doing, but he's not coming back as a co-host.
Man, he's awesome, man.
I know, he's the best. Nobody does impersonations like that, dude.
Nobody, dude. Nobody. That's like a huge, huge loss to the station, bro. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully, he'll be on some other station on TV. You can enjoy him every day.
Hopefully.
If he does, if he ends up on TV or does, some kind of act, we'll tell you about it.
Alrighty, bro.
All right, man.
All right.
There he goes, Sergio. All right, we got to take a break. We can take a couple more calls? Okay. All right, let's talk to Steve in L.A. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Mr. C, how are you?
Hey, all right.
Hey, I say you got to do Bonaducci or Sam Phillips or maybe switch them off there.
All right. I'll take that in consideration. Jesus or Jesus in Huntington Park. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Is it Jesus or Jesus?
Either one's fine.
Is that right?
Yeah, what
does your dad, what does your mom call you?
Jesus.
Yeah. Does anyone call you Jesus?
White guys mostly.
There's a guy in the valley who works at a restaurant. I won't tell you which one. But it says Jesus on it. I always call him Jesus. And he stopped me one day. He says, I prefer being called Jesus. I said, are you got it. I don't give a rat's ass. I'll let every one on you.
That's a weirdo.
He does seem like he smells like gin a lot.
Now, are you guys still going to be able to use women's like commercials, like the Tom Likas where he's doing like a meatloaf?
I don't think so, man.
Oh man, you guys still use Stecker though?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much longer we can use those. But you have the other drops. You know, like the my daughter's drops. Also the who was the other one? The what are you doing? What are you doing? That one is classic. The Whoopi Goldberg drop is good too. And we got Cher. We got a bunch of stuff. We'll add some more as well.
Well, that feels awesome, man.
Okay, buddy.
Take it easy.
All right, take care. There you go. Jesus, everybody. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a brand new segment on the show. But stay tuned for the top 10 David Letterman list coming up. I heard that last night. It's very funny. And then at 9 o'clock, Gina Grad will be doing the news. No more Robin. Gina Grad's coming in. And then at 10 o'clock, a special treat, Dave Smith and Roger Lodge, two guys that know an S-load about sports. At least Dave does. No, Roger does, too. And we'll talk about everything that's going on in the Sweet 16 with UCLA, what the Dodgers look like. They're going to be playing a charity game this Saturday at the L.A. Coliseum against the World Championship Boston Red Sox. And the Lakers going into the playoffs. We've got a bunch of things to cover here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and I'm live on 97.1 Free FM.